Joe Smith time at 7:46 here on a big show Friday. Say hello to your good buddy Chuck Crabb, Joe.
Hello, my good buddy Chuck Crabb.
Good morning, Joseph. Always a pleasure.
Little five weekend.
Yeah, absolutely.
Should call it a lot of five. We got too much stuff going on. Women's race, men's race. You do both races?
Yeah, I do both.
Okay, in Joe's second drawer on the right, there's Halls. Just pull it out as many as you like.
Hey, what do you think I bought last evening? A nice big bag
at the Walmart.
Local, of course.
You carried it out on the trailer, on the rollers there.
And this is my weekend, Joe, to work with our good former radio personality, Chris Drosos, Chris Michaels.
Tell Chris
looking
I said
forward
hello,
to that. Yeah, that's always a great time. He's kind of a combination spotter, unofficial steward of the race, and he's the eye in the sky.
Well, back in the old day, we used to broadcast the
race. That's right,
and,
sure did.
You know, we enlisted Chris when he was with us, did a great job. He always handled the infield for us, and I did the play-by-play, always grabbing an analyst because, it's tough to call that men's race.
Oh, it is. Yeah, a lot of strategy goes into that. You know, the
surges
and everything.
How did you guys do this when you didn't have chip timing and all of that?
Oh, boy.
Did you guys just have a conference afterwards and say, I thought the white team won by a little bit? Is that what you had? Did you have that?
I think the five sides won by a pedal one time in
late
80s. And, boy, it was just... You call it, and then hopefully, it
stands
up.
Isn't that true? Yep.
Well, modern technology has helped out. Modern training methods have helped out, and now it's the racing is even better than it's been. This is a full-time, 24-hour day, 365-day-a-year job.
For the competitors,
no question.
They sure do.
Spectators only need a couple hours on the weekends. That's the good news for us. Always be an athletic supporter, right, Joe? We've had plenty of action this week on the high school beat. We had some of it canceled and shuffled around yesterday because of some thunderstorms moving throughout south central Indiana. Tell us where we are on a Friday morning and where we're going for the weekend.
Well, all good things come to an end, the saying goes, and what was good to date this spring, an 8-0 getaway for Emily Cron's North Cougar softballers, about as well a tough a road loss you can encounter last night. A 3-2 13 inning dandy that ended with a walk-off two-run homer that left North 8-1 and 1-1 in Conference Indiana play. Kinsey Ridge, the outstanding senior, suffers the painful loss, dealing out 10 strikeouts, no walks, and pitching the distance. Casey Wisely's home run at the top of the 13th gave the Cougs the lead, but the Patriots responded with the walk-off long ball that ended the season-opening 8-game winning streak. Earlier, senior second sacker Emily Lyford collected her 100th career hit, one of two on the night for Emily. The Cougs have Mooresville scheduled for doubleheader action Saturday morning at 10, but that is really highly doubtful. What with the weather forecast moving in later tonight and a good soaking expected early on tomorrow. Well, after breaking through with its first win of the year earlier in the week, beating White River Valley, Montgomery South Panthers lost its Conference Indiana road game at Terre Haute South Thursday night, 8-2, keeping them winless in the West Division at 0-3. A junior catcher Olivia Hurley's two-run home run in the seventh averted a shutout as freshman Jenna Albertson suffered the loss. Panther girls limited to 7 hits last night. They're due to play at the Whiteland Tournament on Saturday morning. Edgewood is due to host and play 2 with Cascade Saturday as well over in Ellettsville. That's iffy with a 100% chance of rain on board early part of Saturday. Keeping that in mind, AD Mick Hammett, who's also the head softball coach, sent an email earlier in the week moving up the Edgewood Track and Field Invitational scheduled for Saturday to tonight at 6:30. Both city schools will compete as well. The Mustangs riding a high going in after capturing the boys of Michael Doering, that is, the Park Tudor Small School Showcase last weekend, and earlier this week they beat B&L, so they're having an outstanding spring. The Edgewood fellas, both the boys' city outfits, continue to move up in the track and field state polls. Justin Helmer's North Cougs are up to 13th, and Larry Williams, South Panthers, have made a dent into the top 20 as they move into slot number 17. Rain showers wiped out the South baseball game at North Davies yesterday, the North Edgewood boys golf duel out at the Cades. That's been reset for May the 8th. The Cougar girls, Barb Mills, they didn't get home until 11:45 last night, but came away with a 4-1 win over Terre Haute North. Carolina Lopez still unbeaten at one singles. Freshman Joy Bhattacharya won at three singles. Bailey Gardner lost a three-set, three-and-a-half-hour match at two singles. The 1 and 2 doubles teams of Lillian McAfee and Isabel Flynn and Sophie Fornfeld and Rachel Barrett wrapped up the point scoring for the North girls. The Cougar girls are up, by the way, to 18th in the state polls this week. Terre Haute South blanked Bloomington South last night in Conference Indiana action 5-0. And John Kerr's Edgewood girls got a nice win as they won at home against South Putnam 4-1. Carly Bennett and Elizabeth Babbert won a three-setter at two singles, and Holly Schumacher won at three. Three of the 4 points scored for Edgewood. Well, the Reds host the Cubs tonight after losing the series with Baltimore, losing a tough one in 10 last night to the one here on the airwaves. They hop back on tonight. Marty Brenneman's pregame, 7 o'clock. Reds start the weekend 9-7, a half a game in front of the Cubs, who are 8-7.
Yeah, and Reds again, Joe, 4 hits their last 2 games, and no surprise they've lost both of them. When you're giving away good pitching performances like that, got to find some balance. But Cubbies in town tonight. Hopefully the weather holds off in Cincinnati on the weekend as well. The Colts schedule for next year is out. It's the easiest one.
Yeah,
it's the easiest one there is. It's at our Facebook page, WGCL Radio, if you want to look at it. Colts play the NFC West, and they play all those teams. They play the 4 teams in the first 5 weeks, so they'll have their cross-division rivalries done with. Only 3 times on national TV this year. No holidays, which is refreshing for once. And, again, that schedule's not going anywhere. You can see that on the Internet. Tiger Woods, back surgery number 4.
Really?
I've given up.
I'm sorry.
The show's over, Tiger. I'm sorry.
Yep.
You come back in your late 40s, maybe knock it around a little bit and have a farewell something. That's great. But
get ready for the Champions Tour. Be an analyst.
Go design golf courses.
Don't give me this. Don't give me this. My back hurts again. Hey, I'm sorry.
You were never going to see that Tiger Woods again. That's a little sad because
it was not that good.
And
no,
you and Chuck have had the chance to watch Nicholas and Woods in his prime.
Yep.
And that's just. Yeah, he was pretty good at all that. The Pacers, that's another story for another day.
Well, I tell you.
The Cleveland Cavaliers are better.
I'm glad the blacklist, Raymond Reddington was back on last night for 2 hours. So it didn't – I switched it off, and the Pacers were ahead 18, and they only got outscored 70-40 in the second half last night.
It was tough.
70-40.
Kyrie Irving and Kevin Love did not play the fourth quarter on the road in Cleveland.
70-40.
Well, there's a reason the Pacers were the 7th seed. Let's be fair. Let's not dress them up as they were the 2 seed and Cleveland was the 7th seed.
Dressing them up, but they're playing at home with a 20.
Well, my point is they're the 7th seed because they're not any good. If Lance Stephenson doesn't show up and win 6 in a row, they're not even in the playoffs. So not a good performance, but LeBron James is good. We know that. We'll talk about IU's big baseball trip to Michigan coming up on the weekend. That's huge. And golf is at the TPC Cincinnati. We've been hearing about that all week. And we'll get caught up on a new strength and conditioning coach Archie Miller has put into place.
Yep. So we'll cover all of that as a welcome on board Cliff Marshall.
One F.
From the Director of Athletic Performance.
Just one. Don't get not too many Fs. Not like my college report cards. Multiple Fs.
Michael.
All right, we'll see you, buddy.
Alrighty.
Good stuff as always, pal. Thanks. Joe Smith, 7:45. 8:45 on a Big Show Friday. 8:45 at WGCL. We thank Bloomington Lincoln. They invite you to experience the difference. Bloomington Lincoln, their goal is not to meet your expectations, but to redefine what a world-class experience should be. Visit Bloomington Lincoln Showroom today, online, anytime. LincolnofBloomington.net. And Terry Stoltz and the gang are at Black Lumber, 1710 South Henderson. Good people. Why would you be silly enough to go anywhere else? Popcorn's hot. Black Lumber, myblacklumber.com. Take a peek. Stop by and say hi. I can't eat internet popcorn. I haven't found a brand I like yet. You've got to go there and smell it.
You can't smell popcorn and not eat it either.
That's impossible. Mm-hmm. Now, part of me would just like the popcorn smell.
Yes.
I could just walk through the house, spray a little popcorn, a little bacon, a little barbecue, and I don't need to eat all of it. I just need to smell it.
Yeah.
That's the key.
Yeah. It'll keep eating. You just start dreaming, so good.
Dreaming of bacon and popcorn. Well, that's a good dream. That's it.
It is good.
That's Julie Warren from visitbloomington.com. Joe Smith is with us here, as he always is, on Big Show Friday. Smitty, good morning. How are you? And, of course, I didn't hit the right button because, well, there goes that perfect week. Hi, Joe. How are you?
I'm fine.
Just gave a great introduction. Just gave a great everything. But you weren't part of it because I am technologically inept this morning. These things happen.
Listen,
but Julie
is here. Nobody's perfect. Nobody's perfect.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning.
How's that?
That was perfect.
Joe hit the reset button, and we're live and raring to go. Busy weekend on campus, as we know. Women's race, 4 o'clock today, the 30th running. 67th edition of the men's race, possibly tomorrow at 2 o'clock. We'll keep our eyes on the skies and any major announcements from the IUSF on that plan moving forward. But there are some big events happening out of town, especially with Indiana baseball, Joe. Chris Lemonis's gang, they were on the ropes last weekend. They were getting close to being, you don't know what was going to happen. If Minnesota came in with an 11-game winning streak, beat the stirrups off them on Friday night, Saturday they rally, Sunday pitch a shutout, and you think, well, we got it going in the right direction. And then Butler comes to town. They can't throw any strikes on Wednesday. Back to the Big Ten, back to the grind, and it's Michigan starting tonight.
Well, no question about it, a big weekend, and as Chris Lemonis was mentioning yesterday, it's his time of the year to win series. They won that series against Minnesota with timely hitting and pitching, and here's the Michigan Wolverines. They're 13th ranked nationally. They're 30-7 overall. They're 6-3 in the Big Ten. Indiana, after taking the series for Minnesota, now 6-5-1, will go with right-handed Jonathan Stever tonight. Brian Hobby and Paulie Milto will follow him to the mound up in Ann Arbor for this three-game set. With the Wolverines, who blend a lot of good stuff out on the diamond, pitching, hitting, running the bases, and we'll see what happens. Indiana has got to get the sticks continuing to roll here with consistency in these Big Ten games. You know, the Hoosiers, you look at the stats of the likes of Greg Didelo and Logan Sowers, Luke Miller, Matt Lloyd. I mean, Indiana's first in the Big Ten in games only, conference games. They're first in runs, hits, home runs, RBI. They'll take a 282 average to the dish tonight up in Ann Arbor for game one, and we'll see how things unfold, because next week, here comes Maryland. And Maryland, like Michigan, another heavy within the Big Ten. So this is a key segment of the season before we hit May. Indiana has a game at Victory Field next Tuesday night against Ball State. So we'll see how things unfold for the baseballers of Chris Lemonis starting tonight up in Ann Arbor. We'll start early today for Michelle Gardner and the softball crew due to the weather situation. Impending tomorrow, a doubleheader at 1-3 today out at Andy Moore with Maryland, who's only 2-10 in the league. So time to make a little hay for the women of Michelle Gardner. They'll play Sunday then and close out the series against the Terrapins. Indiana going into the weekend, like the men, came off of a tough midweek loss to 20th-ranked Kentucky the other night. Well, we have a new venue. We talked about it with Clint Wallman earlier in the week, the TPC Rivers Bend. It'll play just outside of Cincinnati in Mainville. The course lined up, par 72, a little over 6,300 yards. Clint, by the way, has made up his lineup. Aaron Harper moves into the one spot. She was second last week at the Lady Buckeye Invite. Anna San Juan, who was Indiana's best last year, 15th individually. The Hoosiers finished seventh a year ago, shooting an 866, but that was at a new course, or rather at an old course. They had played the Fort Golf Club up in Indy over the last 2 years, but now the women and the conference move just outside of the Cincinnati area for this one. Carolina Garrett, Alex Kong, Teresa Ann Jedra, and Elisa Pierre moves into the sixth slot. It's play six, count four, through the weekend for the IU women in the Big Ten Championships. Mike Mayer's crew, they have a tough invitational. The Kepler Intercollegiates will get off the ground tomorrow morning over in Columbus, Ohio. Elsewhere at the CBAC later tonight, a little water polo exhibition as Ryan Castle sends his Hoosiers up against McKendree.
That'll start at 7 o'clock. By the way, we'll have Ryan Castle. We've not talked to him since he took over for the veteran Barry King. We'll have him on Sports Talk along with the ladies because next weekend, Indiana's water polo crew at the CBAC will host the CWPA postseason tournament. Elsewhere, Steve Peterson's Roars are down in Clemson for the Invitational there on Saturday. Men's tennis a little bit later today. The Hoosier men of Jeremy Wertzman take on Wisconsin, while Romero Asquith's women will be at Ohio State against the Ohio State Buckeyes in Columbus. So that takes care of the bill of fare there. Mentioning Little Five, you know, neither Delta Tau Delta, who's been suspended from campus, the defending men's champ, and Phoenix Cycling, they are dissolved and obviously not back. They are the defending women's winner. They qualified last year and won the Little Fives respectively, men and women's, but as a result, an interesting concept. The yellow jersey representing the returning title holder will be absent this weekend from both races for the first time in Little Five history. Delta Gamma sits on the pole for the women's field. They broke a 12-year-old qualifying mark earlier in the spring, and the SAEs will be on the pole in the men's field. 67th annual running due to go off a little past 4 o'clock tomorrow. Mentioning going racing, Bloomington Speedway Series continues tonight with the Race Saver Sprints, the Hornets, the TQ Midgets will even be on the card tonight. Hot laps at 6:30, racing at 7:30. The NASCAR boys, the short track down in Bristol, Tennessee for the Food City 500 this weekend. And IndyCar runs the streets of Birmingham, Alabama, the Grand Prix of Alabama on Sunday. Mentioning, and we did earlier on our high school report, the 7-team Edgewood track and field invite has been moved from Saturday to tonight. Don't forget, at 6:30, 13th-ranked Bloomington North, the boys, and number 17 Bloomington South, Larry Williams fellows, compete in this field. A couple of late-night scores, not in your morning dailies. Bloomington North girls team won in tennis last night. They didn't get done till just before midnight. They got back to Bloomington. They played and beat Terre Haute North 4-1. The women are 18th ranked, the girls at Bloomington North, and they will play a match tonight over at Columbus East. Edgewood also beat South Putnam last night 4-1. We have baseball tonight. Edgewood up at Martinsville, glancing at our high school stuff going on for tonight. Of course, it's touch and go with the rain in the forecast tomorrow. Don't forget, the Reds host the Cubs tonight after losing the series with Baltimore. Lost a tough one last night on the airwaves, 2-1-10. They'll look to bounce back. Kyle Schwarber getting a little closer to home. Being an Ohio native, he'll be leading off tonight. And Marty Brennan is pregame at 7, first pitch at 7:10.
Busy weekend as always, Joe. We hope the baseballers find their way, as you mentioned, up north with Michigan. Big races here in Bloomington. 4 o'clock women's race today, 2 o'clock men's race tomorrow. We'll keep an eye on tomorrow's schedule because Sunday looks so much nicer, but I'm not involved in making any of those decisions. Right. We'll just pass them on from here. Pacers blow a 25-point halftime lead.
Yes, they did.
They are now trailing LeBron James and the Cavaliers 3-0. Eastern Conference quarterfinals, game 4 in Bankers Life Fieldhouse, Sunday, 1 p.m., Pacers' last chance saloon on all of that, as well as they played in the first half. They didn't play that way in the second half. They had a playoff career franchise high, 74 points at halftime, and couldn't make it stand up.
They gave up 70 in the second half.
Well, they still won by 4, didn't they, if that was the case? They didn't, because they didn't keep up. Cleveland's good. Pacers aren't. That's my takeaway from that. There's a hot,
there
scalding take.
That's frank.
They don't have
simple
people. They don't have players. They don't have guys that perform at this level.
Yeah.
And whatever. We saw a couple of those guys stink it up last year in the playoffs, and they almost beat Toronto. So
tell you, that number 23 continues to work at his game. He might turn out to be something one of these days.
He is. Just imagine if he finds a headband that fits and
I don't know.
41 something and something, whatever it was the third best in the last 30
12,
years.
Wasn't it?
In less than 3 turnovers. That's the amazing part. Have a great weekend. We'll talk
you
to you Monday morning. We'll get it all caught up.
Sounds great. Julie, have a great weekend.
Thanks, you too, Joe.
Joe Smith, 7:45, 8:45, big show Friday.